disaster in history. That exactly 20 years after Harry Rubin became a scandalous household name for losing $250 million, another mortgage bond trader named Howie, inside Morgan Stanley, would lose $9 billion on a single mortgage trade and remain essentially unknown without anyone beyond a small circle inside Morgan Stanley ever hearing about what he'd done or why. When I sat down to write my first book, I had no great agenda apart from telling what I took to be a remarkable tale. If you'd gotten a few drinks in me and then asked what effect the book would have on the world, I might have said something like, I hope that college students trying to decide what to do with their lives might read it and decide that it's silly to phony it up and abandon their passions or even their faint interests to become financiers. I hope that some bright kid at Ohio State University who really wanted to be an oceanographer would read my book, spurn the offer from Goldman Sachs, and set out to sea. Somehow that message was mainly lost. 6 months after Liar's Poker was published, I was knee-deep in letters from students at Ohio State University who wanted to know if I had any other secrets to share about Wall Street. They had read my book as a how-to manual. In the 2 decades after I left, I waited for the end of Wall Street as I had known it. The outrageous bonuses, the endless parade of rogue traders, the scandal that sank Drexel Burnham, the scandal that destroyed John Goodfriend,